Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, September the 14th, 2021, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. We had a call there as we were going to break, so give us a buzz if that was you, 740-383-9944. I didn't even get a chance to look at the caller ID because I, starting the show late in the first hour, because of the technical issue we were having, I was trying to fix that and didn't get a chance to look and see even who was calling us. So let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. Pastor Craig, how are you?
Hey, Pastor, how are you? Having a good day?
Good, good. It's a beautiful day outside.
You know, though, but these temperatures got to go. We're in mid-September. We've got to get down to at least 75.
Yes, I would agree on that. And I actually saw a tree. I saw the first tree turning leaves, turning color on the leaves.
See, I'm ready for it because if you get 75-degree days, that means you'll have like 55-degree nights, and I'm really ready for that because I don't want to turn my air conditioner back on.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
That motel that's across from Kohl's.
Yes, yes. You know, have you seen any publicity at all on that?
No, I have not seen any publicity, but I actually know a lot about it only because I had toilets there when it was being built.
Oh, well, hey, fill us in.
So what it is, it's called My Place Hotel, and what it is they actually have rather large rooms, and they're fully outfitted. You've got a stove, you've got a microwave, there's a small refrigerator. You've got an iron coffee pot. It's supposed to be for extended stay, like someone's going to be in town for a week or 2 weeks, and so it's like a, you know, it's got all the amenities of a room. So really, it's not their big thing is not the price, because it's a little pricey, but it's a comfortable place to stay if you're there for a long time.
Now, when we say pricey, like, what would a week be?
I'm trying to remember, because when it was done being built, I asked them. I got to see one of the rooms, and I asked them what it was, and I really don't remember. But I'm thinking it was along the lines of, like, it worked out to, like, you know, 60 or 70 a night for, you know, what the weekly rate was. I'm thinking it was, you know, $350 or $400 a week.
You know, I guess not horrible for a room, but, you know, if you're just a person who's not traveling with a big paycheck, that's going to take a big bite out of you.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not something a person's going to look for a night or two. You know, like you said, you're traveling and you need a place to stay at night. That's not the place you want to stay.
That's interesting, because I remember when it was first being talked about, it was supposed to be a cheaper rated motel or a hotel. I wonder what happened with that.
I don't know, because it's there's actually a lot of those around the country. This is their first one in Ohio, but they've got, I think, 50 or 60 around the country, and they're moving east, and so this was the first one in Ohio, but they're being built all over the East Coast.
Now, are they franchised, or are they just all corporately owned?
It's all corporately owned.
Well, that's interesting, because, you know, I was thinking about you the other day, because I know you're in what is the business called? I was thinking about that the other day as well. What do you call the traveling facility business?
It's called, the official name is portable restroom operators is what my company is. In the industry, this is what we're referred to. But it's portable toilets.
Well, see, I didn't want to say porta potty because I've heard that for years. But I don't even really know what that means.
Well, it's kind of a slang term, I guess, because it's always been called portable toilets, but in recent years it's become portable restrooms. That has a nicer sound and kind of encompasses all of what we do, because it's not just the porta potties, so to speak, but we've got restroom trailers and things like that. So it's all areas of, we even have portable shower facilities, so that's why it's kind of portable restrooms.
Well, what I was interested in, I was over at the Bratwurst Festival, and then I was over at this thing in Sunbury, and then I just walked through the Popcorn Festival as they were opening, and I saw these facilities at all three locations, and what was interesting to me was that now, outside of all of them, they have this sink. And apparently you can get hand sanitizer and things out of that. And I wonder if that's just a pandemic thing, but I thought, boy, this would have been a good idea all along.
They've had, in this industry, they've had for years and years and years freestanding sinks. But the actual sanitizer stands actually kind of became popular during the pandemic. Because nobody was really doing sanitizer stands because you put hand sanitizer in all your portable toilets. For instance, in the state of Ohio, the health department requires that portable toilets must have hand sanitizer in them. So there was not much need for sanitizer stands, but there was a need for sinks. There's always has been. But with the pandemic, the separate sanitizer stands became very popular.
I have one more question about this, and this will just be an odd question based on my curiosity. But in recent years, I've seen this blue stuff in those. Well, what is the blue stuff?
It's Gatorade. No,
is that what that is?
I'm just kidding.
Boy, I hope not. That could be a bad, bad, bad mixture.
No, what it is it's a chemical that is, it's a deodorant. And, you know, it has a smell to it, and it's a germ killer, all kind of wrapped in one.
Well, that's good to hear, because I remember before the blue stuff, some of those things could get pretty filled with odor, let's say, after a while. And it seems like since the blue stuff has come in heavy, that doesn't seem to be much of an issue anymore.
No, they really did a good job developing something that, you know, dissolves in water, and it's in the water, but yet it puts out a fragrant, an odor masker, effective for several days.
Well, that's very interesting. It must be just a fascinating business.
It is. It really is. I never thought I'd be doing this, but I'm doing it, and I'm loving it.
Hey, not bad. Hey, thanks for calling. Good to hear from you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Pastor Craig, of course, his show is on here every Sunday morning from 11:15 until 12 p.m., Sundays on WWGH Radio. Well, now you know about the hotel out there. Apparently did not end up being the lower-rated hotel that we kept hearing about, but if you have an extended stay, have somebody coming in who's going to be here for a week or two who can afford it, why not go out there? 740-383-9944. Again, we had somebody calling in as we were going to break last hour. If that was you, give us a buzz back. Or if you know the answers to any of our questions, go ahead, caller.
I once again reached the chauffeur to the stars, and what a privilege. Did somebody answer the toy store question? Because one of them involves a song that I sang recently.
No, go ahead.
Well, I'll guess KB, because they had a big presence in the mall. Of course, they're out of business.
You got it. KB was one of them.
Children's Palace was my favorite as a kid, but I think Toys R Us is probably the answer. I don't know what else would be there.
You know, it was not Toys R Us, and it was not Children's Palace.
I don't know any other toy stores. The KB is the one that was in the mall a lot.
KB was there longer than the other one, but in the late 80s, and I think even into the early 90s, there were two, and it was interesting because they were very close to each other. They were just kind of right across the way from each other.
Well, we have gas stations, like, across the street from each other. That'll happen.
Well, yeah, but in the mall in those days, it seemed like if you had a shoe store, the shoe stores were not very close to each other. Because at one point, I think we had three shoe stores in the mall. Four, I think, actually. And none of them, I think they tried to space them out on purpose. But the toy stores were...
Is this particular store still in business? Do they have other locations?
You know, I've never seen another one of these. But it had to be a corporate store because they had everything. You know, it wasn't like a mom-and-pop shop.
Okay, well, at least I got one.
Did you ever get the...
KB was, like, at every mall, and...
No, they didn't have a song, did they? I don't remember a KB song.
Yeah, I don't think so. I would probably sing it if they did.
Did you ever get the Toys R Us song memorized? We never did hear it again.
Not really. yeah, like, Children's Palace and Media Play, it's like they were huge, and then they suddenly fell off a cliff. It's just kind of weird.
Well, at least Toys R Us is back in business.
Yeah, when I was a kid, like, going to Children's Palace or going to Kosai, that was, like, a yearly treat for me.
Big deals. Absolutely.
Okay, well, see you later.
See ya, bye-bye. Yeah, we got KB. The question was, what were the two toy stores in the mall? Now, one was KB, but there was another one. Late 80s, early 90s, what was the other toy store in the Southland Mall? We had KB Toys, what was the other one? Does anybody remember what used to happen to the Kmart sign here in Marion? Every time there was a wind or a rainstorm, this happened to the Kmart sign in Marion. Does anybody remember what used to happen there? Let's see here. We got the Dunkin' Donuts question answered. We got the cash and carry question answered. We got the M&M video question answered. We're also looking for information on the old McBride Pharmacy over on South Prospect. What happened there years ago? Was it a hostage situation? Was it a burglary? It was a big deal. Does anybody remember that situation? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. So far, we've just got Bobby and Ron. Ron's in twice. Bobby's in once. You know, I should have asked Bobby where he worked. He said he just started to listen. He's at work here this morning. I wonder if he is listening due to somebody else at his job listening. You never know. Don't forget, Voice of a People with Linda Sims comes up today on the station, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Don't miss that. Voice of a People with Linda Sims today here on this station. So the trivia question, what was the other toy store in the Southland Mall? We had KB Toys. What was the other one? Does anybody remember? 740-383-9944. Also looking for information on the remodel out at the Aldi. Go ahead, caller.
The toy store was Circus World.
Circus World. Now, how'd you remember that?
I worked at the Southland Mall for years.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. I worked at the Dollar Tree when it was there.
Oh, you know, they used to be just packed all the time.
Oh, yes. It was shoulder to shoulder at Christmas time.
Now, Circus World was not too far down from Dollar Tree, was it?
No, it was two or three doors down, and it was like catty-cornered a little bit from KB Toys.
Yeah, I remember it used to be a very hot place to go, but Circus World went out long before.
Toys.
Yeah. All right, what's your name?
Charlene.
Charlene. Now, Charlene, was Circus World a chain? It wasn't a mom-and-pop shop, was it?
I don't think so. I think it was a chain.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Can I answer the question about the pharmacy also right there on Prospect Street?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It was a hostage situation.
What happened? Do you remember the particulars of this?
The only thing I remember is that the guy went in there to rob the place, and he pushed the button or something, and he realized the cops were coming, he didn't want to leave. And they used the house right across the street as a command center.
Well, now, isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. They caught the guy, didn't they?
Yes, he finally surrendered.
And nobody was harmed, were they?
No.
Well, that's good. Yeah, did they ever figure out, was it about drugs?
I don't think so. I think he was just going through hard times, and he just wanted the money. I don't think it had anything to do with drugs.
Well, that's good. The good old days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I remember that being a big, big deal. What do you remember the time frame of that?
Oh gosh, no, I don't. I actually live right down the street from the little grocery store that's there now.
You ever go in there much?
I went in there once, and their prices are kind of a little high, so I don't go in there anymore.
I can understand. Well, Charlene, yeah. We've got you in, and you can enter as many times as you want right up through 10 o'clock this morning, so stay tuned.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. All right, Charlene's in. Now you know all about McBride's hostage situation. It was a hostage situation. And Circus World was out in the mall. It was Circus World and KB Toys. Those were the two toy stores in the mall. Okay, well, what questions do we have left here? What used to happen to the Kmart sign? Am I the only one who remembers this? It used to be kind of an ongoing joke. What used to happen to the Kmart sign out on Mount Vernon Avenue every time there was a storm in Marion? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you know the answers. All right, let's see if I can think up an... I have none of these written down, so it's all off the top of my head at this point. Maybe if I prepared a little better, I would write some of these things down. Okay, let's think of another one here. Okay, what is a good question when it comes to a... Well, you know, let's go back to the video stores here. We talked about the video store that used to be on Fairground, there across from the Duke and Duchess station. Does anybody remember the first name of that video store? Now, it has had several names, before it went out of business over the years. But does anybody remember what the first name of that video store was when it first became a video store? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That video store over on Fairground, we talked about it earlier. Does anybody remember what the first name of it was? Go ahead, caller.
God, that would be West Coast Video.
Not West Coast. That was the second name of it.
Oh, okay.
Yep, doing good, though. Not West Coast Video. It was named West Coast Video at one point, but that was the second name. The first name was not West Coast Video. Does anybody remember the first name of that video store over on Fairground across from the Duke station? I think it's a church now, but it was a video store at one point. What was the first name of that video store? Alrighty, I thought we had a call coming in there. If that was you, give us a buzz back. If the lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 30 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. The first name of that video store over on Fairground Street across from the Duke Station. Did we ever get the two other stores that were in the Fair Park strip mall over there? We told you they had a laundromat. They had a pizza place. I'll give you that. It was Fair Park Pizza. And they had M&M Video. Does anybody remember the other two stores that were over in the Fair Park Plaza, I think is what it was called? The little area there across from King Saver? For years and years, those spots were held pretty much by the same stores. It was the laundromat, it was Fair Park Pizza, it was M&M Video, and there were two other businesses. Does anybody remember what those were? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm going to take a guess. Was it Dave's Video?
Not Dave's Video. You know, Dave's there was video. A Dave's Video. Do you remember where Dave's Video was?
No, I know that it used to be also Giant Video.
That's what it was. It was Giant Video. That's what it was.
Because I know there was a Giant Video out on Bell Fountain as well.
Yep, there was a Giant Video out on Bell Fountain. I'm not sure what that is on Bell Fountain now. What is that out there? The building's still there.
I think it's like a credit union type loan place.
Now, there was, I believe, a third Giant Video, but I'm trying to remember where it was.
I don't remember that.
I know there was one on Fairground, the one out there on Bell Fountain. But
yeah,
I
the
you
one
know
out
what?
In
I do remember where it was. Maybe somebody will come in and pick up on this.
Okay.
Hey, we got you in, though.
All right, thanks.
All right. Giant Video was the video, the first name of the video store there in Fair Park, across from the Duke and Duchess station. Now, there was a Giant Video out on Bell Fountain Avenue as well, but there was a third Giant Video in town. Does anybody remember where the third Giant Video was? So, we're looking for the third Giant Video. What used to happen with the Kmart sign every time there was a storm in Marion? The other two stores in Fair Park's little plaza, looking for that. Go ahead, caller.
I got one for you. Where was Blockbuster?
The location here in town?
Mm-hmm.
Over where that mattress place is now on Mount Vernon.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
You're right.
I remember that.
I remember that or not.
That was okay. A big deal when they came in. Yep, Blockbuster was over on Mount Vernon Avenue. It's a mattress place now, and I think also a little bit of a storage for the auto parts place. All right, where was the third Giant Video? We had one over in Fair Park. We had one out on Bell Fountain Avenue, but there was a third one. Where was the third Giant Video in town? What used to happen to the Kmart sign on Mount Vernon Avenue every time there was a storm? Does anybody remember that? What were the other two stores over in the Fair Park Plaza other than Fair Park Pizza, the Laundromat, and M&M Video? There were two other stores in there for years and years and years. Does anybody remember what they were? Okay, here's one for you. There is, I guess it's an oil change place there on Fairground. Does anybody remember what used to be there before the oil change place? And then there's also some car washes there on Fairground. Does anybody remember what was there before the car washes? Now here's a throwback for you. The car a building was torn down and the car wash was built there on Fairground next to the Duke station. But what used to be there before they tore that building down and put up the car wash? And then just a few steps, I guess it would be west, they put up an oil change place. What used to be there? Go ahead, caller.
There was a barber shop in there. I used to get my hair cut in the Fair Park thing.
Yep, Fair Park Barber was there
Old
for
Roger.
A long time.
But I don't remember what the other store was. And then around the corner, what you're saying, there used to be a little restaurant, Copper Kettle.
Oh, I don't remember the Copper Kettle.
It was right in there where that car wash and oil change is.
Right. Now, well, there were two separate places. But now, let's see here. Because in the 70s and 80s, there were two separate businesses at each of those locations.
Yeah, I can't remember which was which. I think the Copper Kettle was where the car wash was, but it could be where the oil change was. I just remember it being, I was little, it was early 80s, going with my dad on Saturday mornings for breakfast.
Huh. You know, I don't remember the Copper Kettle.
I can't remember if it was the first drive or the second drive into that parking lot.
Hmm. Well, maybe we'll come up with it.
All right,
thank you. Yeah, one of the other stores there in the little Fair Park strip mall was a Fair Park Barber, but there was also another store down on the end. Who occupied the store on the end? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, where the oil change place, that was just a little diner.
Yeah, it was a little, but do you remember the name? Now, see, I'm wondering if the Copper Kettle was the name of it, but when I went in there, it was not called the Copper Kettle. Do you remember what the name of it was?
No, I don't remember the name, but I don't think it was Copper Kettle.
No, I've never heard that name, Copper Kettle, before.
And Hardee's used to be where the car wash is at.
That's right. Hardee's, the drive-through fast food chain Hardee's,
yeah,
was where the car wash was.
That little diner did a good business. I think the guy might have retired. I don't know. But
well, it went through several different ownership changes. I do remember that.
Did it?
Yeah, it went through a few of those.
But it seemed to do a good business. That oil change place ain't even there anymore.
Oh, no, is that just empty now?
Yeah, they tore it down.
Oh, they tore it down?
Yep.
Well, isn't that interesting? I haven't been over that way in a while. So who are we putting in this morning?
Go ahead and put Bob in.
Put Bob in. Okay, well, we got Bob in. Thank you. Now, see, I guess the oil place change is gone, but what was the little diner that used to be there? It was a little diner, but I don't remember it being called Copper Kettle. It might have been. It certainly might have been. Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't a Fair Park Family Restaurant there?
See, that's
where
what
the oil change place was.
That's what I remember, Fair Park Family Restaurant.
Yeah, and Hardee's did become Copper Kettle. A guy I went to school with, Andy White, his parents ran it, and he worked in there also.
Now, it couldn't have been very long.
I'm not for sure. That was around 1988, maybe, 87, somewhere around there.
Because I remember Hardee's being there for a while, and then...
Yeah, they cook scrap food in there, you know, fried potatoes, things like that.
Well, that's interesting. Well, let's get you in on the competition here. Who we got?
Oh, I'm good, Scott.
Oh, you sure? Now, I think we still got your Wendy's up here.
I know. One of these days, I apologize.
I tell you, somebody wants to go to Wendy's. How much is on this card? It doesn't even say.
Well, why don't you just get re-give it away?
Well, did you win this on Nate's show?
I thought I won it on your show. You throw my name for something.
I don't think I ever gave away Wendy's. I'll let Nate know if he wants to recycle it, he can. But you can still get up here and get it.
Okay.
Feel free.
All right, Scott.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, we got the Copper Kettle. Apparently the Copper Kettle was where Hardee's was. See, we learn something new every day. I've totally forgotten that. But where the oil change place was, which apparently the oil change place has now been torn down, that was Fair Park Restaurant. I do remember that. Fair Park Diner, I think, is what they called it. Hardee's was where the car wash was. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Fair Park Sundries.
Oh, and I love this place, and it's sad to me that so many people have forgotten it.
And I believe that Cal Ram was in there with Dino's. He had a drive-through that went out onto Fairground Street.
Well, yeah, I mean, is it still called Dino's over there, that drive-through?
I don't know. Cal passed away and his kids sold the businesses, so I don't know.
You know, I wondered that myself. It was Dino's last time I knew next to Genova's there, but I don't know if it's still Dino's or not.
I have not been up that way for years. Another thing about the old jail.
Yeah?
It was on North State Street before you got to Universal Motor Parts, and it was Sheriff Obenauer, and his wife cooked the meals for the prisoners, because their niece was one of my best friends, and we used to go up there.
Now, so it wasn't in the courthouse parking lot?
No, it was not. It was on, as you're going north on State, it would be on the right-hand side, on the east side of the street. And after they tore the jail, it was the Ackerman Hotel.
Oh, the Ackerman Hotel. So this was on State.
North State, yes.
North State.
Right under the overpass before there was Bruno's Produce and, I can't think of his name. Anyways, Universal Motor Parts. And it was back this way. It was like on the corner of an alley, right behind, I don't know what's in there right now on Center Street, but it's the first alley off of Center Street.
Well, that's interesting.
And then after they tore the jail down, that Marion CATV went in there. Their offices were in there.
Now, see, it's funny you mention that, because yesterday we had the question about the cable companies. And
right.
Somebody said CATV, and I said, well, that was a cable company. It was a channel. But then somebody messaged me, who must have been listening, and said they used to pay their bill to CATV.
Right. My sister-in-law worked there. Yes. And then after that went out, a lady groomed dogs in there. I used to take my dog up there to be groomed.
So now, where was CATV? The building's still there?
I haven't been up that way forever. But it was.
So where was it again?
right, okay, the, a block north as you turn onto the under road, the side road of the overpass, of the State Street overpass. And you would be going north, and it's in that first block, and it was a new building, a little brick building, but that's where the sheriff's, the jail was, and the Ackerman Hotel.
Hmm, that's interesting. Now, do you remember CATV?
Oh, yeah. Take my bills there.
Yeah, well, now, did you ever run into Sally Flowers in there?
No, I did not. I used to watch her on TV, but I never ran into her.
Well, it's interesting because people don't remember. She was only here for probably 4 or 5 months, but she had been this big star in Columbus for about 20 years, and when they opened
right.
up CATV, she came down here, and they actually gave her a house over by Grant Middle School. And
really?
So, oh, yeah. There was a, well, you know how she, I'll tell you, this is a story, I don't know if this has ever been told, but people always wondered, because Sally was a big star. She had done Meet and Time at Moore's, and she had done Bowling for Dollars on Channel 4 and 6 in Columbus, and people always thought, well, how in the world did they get Sally Flowers to come here to Marion to do a show? Well, they did give her a house over on, it was the corner house of, you know when you're going to Grant, and you, I can't think of the name of the road, but if you go all the way around, it's the last right-hand turn. And her house was the first house on the left.
Was it Powhatan?
Not Powhatan, but the next one over from
Powhatan. Eisenhower?
I think you're right, yeah. And her house was the first house on the left, but here's how she got here. It really didn't have anything to do with money or any of that, but Sally, her husband, had died, and she had one daughter, and her daughter was the wife of the guy who owned the Beatty Clinic. Remember the Beatty Clinic where you used to get your labs done?
No. Oh, Beatty's, yes.
Beatty.
Yes.
Yeah, B-E-A-T-T-Y.
Yeah, Gene Beatty.
Gene Beatty. And his wife was Davine Beatty. D-A-V-E-E-N Beatty. And that was Sally Flowers' daughter.
Okay.
And that's how she got here, because she came to live in the neighborhood with her daughter since her her husband had died. But she didn't like it here is what happened, so... Well, I don't know if she didn't like it here. She just, it was different for her, and she had always lived in Delaware and Columbus. So after about 4 months, she decided to go down and live in Chillicothe, which is where she spent the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's weird because she was a big star, and there's really not a whole lot on her time here. Do you remember the show at all?
Oh, yes. Willie Saul was on there. And,
yeah.
I was quite young then.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Well, it's unfortunate because I think all that information has went away, and certainly nothing was taped back in those days. This would have been, I think, probably early 70s. So it's a different time, but that, yeah, CATV was really the first television experiment in Marion.
Well, Marion Michaels was on that show.
She was, and, you know...
There was Sandy Park... Judy Rock, Marianne Michaels, they all had a show from CATV.
That's right. Right before Marianne went on to do shows in I think she started in Cleveland on big-time television and then worked her way up to Columbus and then back here to radio. But Marianne was a heck of a lady. I loved working with Marianne. And I was talking to her son, actually, the other day, and she's still, you know, Marianne's still around and I think kind of staying inside because of the COVID.
Well, I think she was a school teacher at Harding.
Oh, she was. She was. She was.
Yes.
Yeah. Ended up, she came back and wrapped up her career with Marion City Schools where she ended up getting 30 years in.
Yeah, because I believe my kids had her. I can't remember everything.
Yeah, but no, Marianne's still around, and I was glad to hear that she's doing okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You.
Well, there's some Marianne history for you. CATV, you know, I remember Sally Flowers and Marianne Michaels. Other than that, I really don't. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I went down Fairground the other day, and that drive-thru was called Gary's Drive-Thru now.
Oh, so it is no longer Dino's.
Yeah, it's no longer Dino's.
So when Cal passed away last year, they've kind of sold it. Is the one still out on Bell Fountain Avenue called Dino's?
Yeah, but they haven't sold that one on Bell Fountain Avenue yet.
So it is still Dino's.
Yeah, his two boys are running that.
Well, that's good.
Cal owned a lot of properties. They might have sold some of the properties, but Cal sold that Dino's drive-thru several years back. It just, they continued to call it Dino's.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you a story about Cal. Now, I did not know him well, but, and I don't know what happened to him either. He must have died very suddenly, because he used to come into Kroger all the time, and I'm talking last year, and he would buy pop and buns and things like that. So he must have still been in the food business somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but he was, you know, still coming in and still doing all that, and then it seemed like the next week he was gone.
Yeah, I think he got sick or something.
Yeah, it must have been a very, very quick illness.
That guy that owns Baby Lab, Babies lived down there on Smelter Road.
Well, I do know it was Devine was his wife, and that was Sally Flower's daughter, but Sally lived over on the furthest street next to Powhatan, over there by Grant Middle School.
Hmm. Well, I know I went to school with Baby Boys, and he lived on Smelter Road just south of Owens Road, down there where Smelter makes the curve.
Now, do you remember CATV?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that, I'm trying. It would have been late 60s, early 70s. I don't think it lasted much on beyond that.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Marion history here on the table. Yeah, Cal Lamb was a very nice man. All my dealings with him were always very nice, and it just seemed like one day he was gone. One day he was here, one day he was gone. I was sad to hear about that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But apparently it's Gary's drive-thru over in Fair Park now. So we've got Ron in twice on this competition, Bobby, Charlene in twice, and Bob. So 10 minutes left to go here. Trivia questions galore. Does anybody remember where the third giant video was? Now, we had a giant video in Fair Park. We had a giant video on Bell Fountain Avenue. Does anybody remember where the third one was? And we got the Fair Park stores. It was a barbershop in Fair Park Sundries, run by the late Dorothy Northrup. Go ahead, caller. Yes. Oh, so Duke and Dutchess used to be a, what was it?
Phillips 66.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, it was for years.
Well, hey, thanks for calling. So, Phillips 66 was where Duke and Dutchess were. Well, there's a little history of the old Fair Park area. Okay, we've got the Fair Park Sundries question answered. Still don't know what used to happen to the Fair Park sign during the storm, or Fair Park, Kmart sign during the storms. Does anybody remember? Does anybody know where the third giant video was? Oh, we never did get the fourth question answered yesterday. The first cable company in Marion, I guess after CATV. We got Adelphia, we got Spectrum, and we got Time Warner. What is the cable company we're forgetting, or cable provider, I guess we should say? It was Adelphia, Time Warner, and then Spectrum, but there was one in there before Adelphia. Does anybody remember what that was? 74, or who that was? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here at the station. And apparently, the sheriff's station was not in the courthouse parking lot. It was down on State Street, next to the hotel. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so one of my passengers, she tried to call it. She said Bell Fountain Avenue for the giant video.
Well, yeah, there was one on Bell Fountain, and there was one in Fair Park, but there was a third one.
There was one on Bell Fountain and one in Fair Park, but there was a third one.
There was one more.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we didn't pay attention, and we don't have any answers.
Did we fill in the gaps on the McBride issue?
Oh, yeah. Well, like you said, I mean, if it would have been a robbery, you know, stick them up and then you grab them, go. So we pretty much figured it was a hostage situation, and I guess, like, you know, her story matched up with what I was told. They set up the, what's it called?
The command station.
Yeah, the command center. That's
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
As the bus keeps on rolling on out there, do we have any more answers here? Ron in twice, Bobby in, Charlene in twice, Bob in once. Looking for where the location of the third giant video in Marion. One on Bell Fountain, one over in Fair Park, but there was a third location. What used to happen to the Kmart sign in Marion every time there was a windstorm or a rainstorm? Does anybody remember the first cable provider here in Marion? Before Adelphia, before Time Warner, before, what do we have now, Spectrum? What was the first cable provider? 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo and tickets to the Wilds. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Also, looking for information on Aldi, what's going on out there? Are they going to redo the store? Are they adding to the store? I'm just not sure why they're closed, because usually now when a grocery store gets a remodel, they don't close the store. That's what's got me confused about what's going on with Aldi. Go ahead, caller.
For that cable provider, how about Adelphia? Did somebody say that?
Area. We got Adelphia. It was before Adelphia.
Like Philadelphia?
No, not Philadelphia.
In honor of your friend from New York City, Phil, you know, and Bill Cosby, too, of course. So, well, that's a cute pun, but I guess it's not right.
We'll work on it.
All right, thank you.
All right, don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy today from 2 to 3 p.m., and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5 on this station. All right, back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Also in Fair Park, there was a computer store there for a little while.
Yeah, the computer corner. They came when Fair Park Sundries went out of business.
Yep.
Right there. What's there now?
I have no idea.
I think there's something there, but I'm not sure what it is.
Very possible.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks. Yep, the computer corner took over when Fair Park Sundries went out of business, but apparently the computer corner is no longer there in Fair Park either. All right, going back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
That sounds to me like there was a Cox cable.
You know what? There was a Cox cable. But you know what? This even predates Cox cable. You are right, though. There was. I forgot about Cox.
Hey, I don't hear that very often.
C-O-X.
Okay, well, I'll stay tuned.
Thank you. Bye-bye. C-O-X cable. Cox cable. Now, I believe that was before Adelphia. So we had Cox Cable, Adelphia Cable, and then it became Time Warner Cable, and then it became Spectrum. But before Cox Cable, what was it? Go ahead, caller.
Well, yeah, then the cable company in the north, Patriot, old Bass, was a cable company. Called CATV.
No, not CATV. Not CATV. This would have been in the same building where they all are now.
Over there in the same building?
Yeah, but over there in the same, the one that's been Cox, the one that's been Adelphia, the one that's been Time Warner, the one that's been Spectrum, they were all in that same building.
Okay,
thank you. All right, we are, you know what I was, I'll tell you, I was doing a little research on Sally Flowers and her show here in Marion. And it's interesting because she used to have a piano in the studio. So I don't know if she sang every day or what used to go on the Sally Flowers show. Does anybody remember the Sally Flowers show here in Marion, the 4 months it was on? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, that giant video was out there on Delaware Avenue.
Delaware Avenue, that's right. Now, do you remember on Delaware Avenue where it was?
I just as a kid remember going in there. I just can't remember exactly where, but I know it was on Delaware Avenue, which my mom used to take us out there.
You know, I don't know if it was torn down or not, but it was way out past Tractor Supply. They might have torn it down when they put in the, what is it, the Dollar General out there, but it was kind of in that area.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
So Ron is in again. The third giant video was out on Delaware Avenue, but way out there. You used to have to drive by the mall and everything to get out to Giant Video. Go ahead, caller.
How about Dimension Cable?
You got it. Dimension Cable. Now, they were there for a long time.
You know where I found that?
Where's that?
In an old city directory.
Yeah, now, they had a big ad in there, didn't they?
In the directory? Well, I don't know. I don't see it offhand, but I just see it under cable television.
Well, it seems to me, now CATV was a singular company. Now, they just had a Marion channel. And if you wanted the Marion channel, I think you had to pay to have it. But the first company in the 80s that came in and actually provided things like CNN and ESPN, you know, what we know cable to be today, I'm pretty sure was Dimension Cable.
Uh-huh.
So,
I would have never remembered it if I hadn't looked it up, but I thought, what the heck?
Dimension Cable. Now, did you ever see the old Sally Flowers show?
Oh, I remember it, when she was on. That was so much. I used to do my ironing and was watching Sally Flowers.
Well, I was doing some research on that yesterday because she was only here for 4 months, but it was a big deal that she came to Marion.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember that, but I do remember the people you were talking about that had the blood or the lab. Yeah.
Yeah, the Beatty Clinic. The old Beatty Clinic.
It's probably stuff I knew and I've forgotten. That's just how things go. You know?
It's easy to slip the mind. And, you know, thinking about some of these places, it's hard to remember where they were. I'm still trying to place the Giant Video. It was on Delaware Avenue, and the buildings all looked very similar, and I don't think the building is there anymore, but it was out there past the mall. I mean, you had to drive past the mall, and you had to drive.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't remember.
Well, wasn't there a car lot down there? The last thing down there, wasn't there the car lot? Marion Motors?
Yeah, there was a car lot down there, and there was a storage facility down there. But it seemed like, I think Giant Video was just beyond the mall. So I'm thinking, when they built that Dollar General, they might have knocked it over.
That's possible.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's where it was. But if somebody proves me wrong, maybe that's in an old city directory, the address.
Well, I'll
look. See if there's a Giant Video on Delaware Avenue.
Okay, I will do that.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. City directories, I tell you, if you have an old phone book, that will help you. Because that gives you all the exact addresses, even if the businesses are no longer there. All right. Looks like we've got all our entries in today. We've got Ron in twice, and Bobby, and Charlene, and Ron in three times. Okay, let's do our drawing here for a pair of tickets to the Wilds. Okay. Our winner today for a pair of tickets to the Wilds is Ron. Ron, well, getting in three times helps. Ron, you win the tickets to the Wilds. You got to pick them up today between 4 and 5. Can you come today between 4 and 5, Ron? They're right here. Linda will be here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
On the Audis.
Yes.
According to the sign out front, it says, sorry for the inconvenience, we're remodeling. And it's going to be, I guess, a few months, because my son got online to find us one, the go-to, and we went to Marysville. And you said a lot of people from here is coming down there because they're going to be down quite a little bit for remodeling, so I don't know where it goes from there. But that's according to what they're now. But they had it on the big sign when they were doing the parking lot, hanging on the fence out front. It said, sorry for the inconvenience, we are in the remodeling.
Now, does remodeling mean the inside, or are they going to add some space to it? Because I was over at the Aldi, because Angie likes Aldi a lot, and she was looking for one. Now, she ended up at the one over in Mansfield, Ontario. There's an Aldi, a really nice Aldi over there.
Yeah.
You ought to check that one out if you get a chance. But it's a little bigger than ours, so I wondered if they were going to expand ours.
I don't know what they're doing, but that's what was on there. But I know the one down to Marysville is like that, too, and then they have one on 36 or so out of Delaware down there, too, that they have one, but I've never been to that one.
So we got a few more weeks of them being closed up.
Yeah, he looked on the line for me, and of course, I wanted to see what was the one, and he told us about that, so we just went to Maryville, and she was telling us down there a lot of Marion residents have been coming down there. So they got a pretty good store down there, big and wide down there.
I can believe it, no doubt about that. Well, thanks for the information.
Have a good day now.
You too, bye-bye. All right, Ron, you're the winner of the tickets for the Wilds. Well, we got our Aldi information there. That's what I love about radio. I love calls like that. I love people filling in the holes in things we don't know, or at least I don't know. That's how we get information here. Okay, Ron, between 4 and 5 today, you can pick these tickets to the Wilds up. But for now, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship.